Episode 2756, Healthy Living Requires Relaxation.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it's time for us really to focus on our inside so our outsides feel as great as we want them to look. I know sometimes it's challenging. We've got summertime, and guess what? School is around the corner, so take a deep breath. Healthy living requires relaxation. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When was the last time you unplugged? Annie Lamont said, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. Healthy living requires relaxation. Calm your senses and embrace the unwind. But I know it's difficult. How difficult is it for you to slow down? For me, well, honestly, it's no big deal. I can turn myself off, but I can turn myself on too. Either way, I've got that switch and I can flip it. But for many who are hardwired to be productive in everything they do, this comes with a challenge. If you have someone who's driven, type A personality, right? They are just like, I gotta go. Even vacation is not relaxation. So whether or not this applies to you, I would encourage you to listen and see if maybe it can help someone you love. So it's really looking beyond just yourself here. Because yeah, for me, I really can flip the switch. I can be calm, cool, collected. I can be stretching and enjoying meditation or just watching a movie or cooking. And then all of a sudden I can be writing a chapter in my book, working with an author. It's just boom, 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 boom. But I have learned it over time. Now, honestly, I think I gained it from my mom and my dad. They were very, very good at it. Why? Well, number one, we didn't go on very many vacations. So our vacation was always family time, okay? We would go visit our families. We moved around a lot, being a military brat, right? My dad was in the military, and also being a preacher's kid, right? My dad was a chaplain. And also he was a civilian minister. But in all of that, I had to learn, and so did they. We just come together and we chill out. And what does that look like? Well, maybe it's just playing a board game together. Maybe it's going over to some friend's house and just hanging out. Remember, this is during the time where phones were on a wall with a cord attached. You didn't have them everywhere. We didn't have tablets. We didn't have computers. We didn't get computers until I was much older. So my way of living was much different than majority of people's way of living. So I think it's harder now for our up-and-coming generations, our millennials, you know, our Gen Zs, our Gen Ys, right? All of them are a little bit like, what do I do? And they get flustered because they think, I've got to do this. And then they're like, well, do I have to answer this email? No, you don't have to. If you're contracted with your employer, what do they require you to do? Okay, that's in your contract. So yes, you have to abide by that. But otherwise, if this is your off time, then guess what? Turn the phone off. Now, in my household, it's interesting. I know how to settle down and hang out. So my mind doesn't have to keep working overtime. However, my husband, not so much. He is very, very different. It has taken him decades to understand the meaning of rest and relaxation. I kid you not, it is ridiculous. He is such a driven individual, which, by the way, can be very beneficial, but it also can be harmful to his body if he doesn't learn how to shut down, if he doesn't learn how to relax in the moment, and if he doesn't learn how to unwind. Where are you? Are you more like me? Are you more like my husband? Or maybe you're somewhere in between. It's interesting. We live in a world of constant stimulation. Just look at our kids. And you wonder why they're bouncing off the wall. And when you don't know how to escape this, it leaves people fatigued and exhausted. No wonder people are walking around like zombies. There is no time to rest. And if they do, usually you will catch them on something electronic. If you want to give your body what it needs, you gotta unplug to recharge. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Unplug to recharge. Okay, you know me. I had to do a little digging. In a survey originally published in the Daily Mail, they examined over 2,000 adults who were asked how often they relaxed, if they felt stressed or worried during the day, and what they did to relax. Now, what do you think they said? All right, I'll let you gather your thoughts for a minute. Well, surprisingly, 75% of those surveyed said they experienced days with no downtime or relaxation. The most common reasons were a hectic job, dealing with anxiety, having too many things to do, and feeling needed or relied upon. Any of those ring a bell for you? We can be driven by all of that, can't we? A hectic job? We can make the job hectic. My son, our youngest, drives me crazy. I've had to work with him to calm him down. And not because he's bouncing off the walls, that's not it. It's just that he is so driven, he wants to have things done. He is not a procrastinator. He plans things out, which is all wonderful. However, if you're always saying, I gotta finish this project, I gotta do this, well, why won't the teacher tell me this part of the project so I can go ahead and do it? Like, he wants it all done. That can be very appealing, right? It can be very beneficial. But it also can make you a little bit crazy, as in you're always needing something to do. Just think about it. God created the world in 7 days, right? Oh, no. He created it in 6. He rested on the 7th. Maybe we could take a point from a book in his chapter, right? But here's the kicker. 46% of those surveyed stated that they had trouble relaxing during specific times dedicated to rest, like a vacation or on the weekends. Oh my goodness, 46%, you might as well say half of us. Half of us don't know how to settle down. We don't know how to unplug. We don't know how to unwind. What about you? Did you relax and chill out during your last excursion? Do you even take a vacation? And the vacation doesn't mean that you have to go somewhere. It can be a staycation. Maybe you take a 3-day weekend when you're usually used to only a 2-day weekend, right? We have forgotten so much that offline is the new luxury. When can you get offline? So why wait to feel great? It's time to work at relaxing as much as we are trying to get into shape. Unplug to recharge. So what can you do to really unplug? Well, you got to do the obvious, right? Turn off the electronics. You got to do it. The iPad, the iPhone, the tablets, the Android phones, all of them, turn them off. Your laptops, you don't need it. I get it. I am one who does everything online. And now our children are growing up that way. I look at my grandson and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, he knows how to operate the phone more than I do. I kid you not, the boy is not even 2 years old yet. Okay, hear me out here. He already knows that he clicks on the picture, and when we're done talking over FaceTime, he clicks the red button, end. And he knows what a button is. And when his finger goes to it, he knows, oh, there goes grandma. Guess we're not talking to grandma anymore. Already, he knows how to look at photos. He goes in the photo album. He knows what to do. It's crazy. It's kind of scary too. So we've got to do the obvious. We've got to turn off the electronics. And when you do that, what do you replace with it? Because I know you're going to be a little antsy. Well, let's go back to old school. What about trading your phone for a book? When was the last time you actually read a real book? And no, I'm not saying on a Kindle. I'm not saying on the app. I'm not saying electronically by any means. I'm talking about holding it in your hand, feeling those pages, that nice, soft, smooth cover. Maybe it's leather bound or faux leather bound, and it has engraved writing on it where you can kind of feel the letters and it feels so good. And when you open it, you hear the pages just kind of crunch as it goes, and then it's just so quiet. And then all these words pop off the page and you get to touch them and feel them with your eyes as you hold the book. It's incredible. So trade your phone for a book. If you don't know what book to read, oh my goodness. How many episodes do we have? How many interviews have I done with people who have incredible books out there? I do need to make a page on my website. This is a self-note to me. Might as well share it with you, of having great books to read, because there are a lot out there and we take it for granted. So, you know, trade your phone for a book. How about this? Go for an evening stroll. When was the last time you walked with your husband and held his hand during the evening? Now, right now it's a little hot where we are, so you may have to take like an early morning stroll. And when I say early morning, I'm talking like 1 a.m., which most of us are sleeping, so that may not work. But think about when it's cool for you or the coolest during the day. Take that evening stroll. Enjoy each other's company and don't take your phone with you. And if you do, put it in your pocket. Don't take it out during the entire time. And you know what? Unless if it's blood or a flood, tell people, meaning the ones you love, talking about kids or maybe your parents, like your mom, like I would be telling my mom, hey, I'm going to be missing in action for an hour. I'm going for a walk, but I do have my phone. So if you need me for a blood or a flood, then you can contact me. Otherwise, I'll let you know when I'm done. Seriously. You got to set boundaries, right? You got to set them. So go on an evening stroll. What about write a book? Now, I know you're thinking, Christiane, I don't want to be an author. That's okay. But it's better than me telling you, I want you to journal. Journal is overused, in my opinion. It's kind of one of those tricky words. It's a trigger word for a lot of us because we go back to, oh my gosh, middle school, and I have to start writing all these stories every morning when I come into English. And we think of that as a writing journal, right? And you're like, oh, I don't want to write again. Unless if you love writing, then you're like, oh, great, I'll pull this one up. So that's why I say write a book. Write a book. Sit down and just start writing. You don't even have to know what you're going to write. Just write. Don't think of it as a journal. Just express yourself. Use words that you haven't thought about. And yeah, don't use your electronics to look up synonyms. I'm just saying. But have fun with it. Maybe you're an artist, so instead of writing a book, maybe you want to draw instead. That's awesome, right? Number 5, focus on your breathing. Oh my goodness, we all need to breathe. We got to feel our heartbeats. We got to know, is it beating well? Most of us are just caught in all of our crap, if I can be so honest with you, that we forget that we've got this amazing organ in our body that keeps us alive. You should celebrate that. And you can do so by focus on your breathing. Just take some big, deep, cleansing breaths where you breathe in and just count to 5, breathe out, count to 5. Now you can breathe in, count to 5, hold for 5, and then breathe out. Now, if you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's too fast. You can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, release, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe normal. Then you take another breath in. Do the same thing. Repeat it. You could do this throughout your entire day. Some people will call it meditation. Some of you get it what? On your watch. That's crazy. We're talking about turning off electronics. It's like put down your watch too. It's ridiculous. Number 6, express your creativity. We already talked about writing. That's a way to create. Drawing or woodworking, right? Be creative. Find ways. Painting. Find ways to express your creativity, who you are. Number 7, stretch your body. You can do it through yoga. You can do it through Pilates. You can do it just by the old-fashioned PE days where you sit down and you do some static stretches. Make sure, though, whether you're doing static versus dynamic stretching, that it's appropriate for your body. okay? Because you don't want to hurt yourself either. You can overstretch a muscle that has not been warmed up. So you've got to be cautious on that one. What about number 8? Spend time with family and friends. Now, if you've got a family that you're just like not getting along with, well, obviously you're not going to spend time with them. So don't even sit there and say, oh, Christine, that just makes me even more anxious and more crazy. I can never relax around my family. Then fine. Me? I love it. Bring them all. I'll cook dinner. We'll have a great time. That's very relaxing to me. For some people, no. They're like, nope, I want to be in solitude. I want to be in my own room. That's fine too, right? What works for you? But spend time with people who you love to be around. That's the key, all right? Number 9, speak words of gratitude in the mirror. Yeah, you heard me right. I don't want you to write down. I don't want you to have a gratitude journal. Notice I didn't use gratitude journal. I don't want you to have that. You need to incorporate all of your senses, right? 5 senses. It's very important. We've been talking about this off and on, and I want to bring it back in here to healthy living in this regard. And I want you to hear from your own mouth what you're grateful for. And I want you to see with your own eyes, because I want you to see the joy when you say, you know what? I did awesome at that project at work yesterday. I nailed it. Man, I worked hard for 6 weeks to get what I needed to get done, and look what happened. Yes, I'm on cloud 9. Look at your smile. Feel the energy when you say that. Versus, okay, think about this. Oh man, I sucked at that project. I could have done so much better. Already, my body is tensing up. I can feel how my jaw even is not liking what I'm saying. So that's why I want you to speak words of gratitude in the mirror, because most of us, no, we're very harsh on ourselves. And so when you keep throwing harsh words out, what do you think happens to your heart? It's not looking very good. Studies have shown, right? Words have power, and it does affect your heart, not just your mind and your body and your spirit, but literally, physically, your heart. So speak words of gratitude in the mirror so you can see it. You can experience what you're grateful for when it comes to, and it doesn't have to be you either, right? It can come from your kids, right? But it's you speaking this, all right? And finally, number 10, which I think is the best one ever, just my personal opinion, explore nature. Get out in the world. I know it's hot out there. There's a heat wave across the board. I don't know, I saw somewhere yesterday that almost 40 million people, I believe that was the number, are in a excessive heat wave area. That's crazy. We're in it right now. Our temperatures are above 100 and our heat indexes are above 110. Ridiculous, but that's the facts. And my feeling, well, I don't like it so much, but I still can explore nature. I can still go out earlier in the morning. I can watch the sun rise. I can see what it's like to water my plants. And because of my watering and giving them water, right, they all of a sudden perk up. It's the little things in life that matters. And when you explore nature, it really gives your mind, body, and spirit time to rest in that. And it grounds all your senses because it uses your senses to see the most beautiful things ever, the majestic world that's right before you. So the challenge I have for you is this: make time to relax and not live in your busyness. School's gonna be happening soon. Some of you have already started. I know, sounds crazy. We've got friends that are starting next week. We start the following week. And now I do have my children who are going into graduate school and are in graduate school. And so their summers, well, it's part of their semester. They don't even have summer off. It's just part of the program. And so they're in school right now. I have 2 children who are doing that right now. So find a way to make that time. If you have to, intentionally schedule it on your calendar. Say, you know what, for 2 hours here, I'm not doing anything. Or if you have a favorite TV show, whether you watched it on a traditional TV or you stream it however you watch your shows. Yes, that means you do have to turn on your electronics, and I'm okay with that, only for this reason. You know, for us, We used to have family shows that we'd watch then. This was before streaming. And we would come together as a family. And we'd have family night. And we would watch our shows. And we didn't have a lot of them. And they were spread out throughout the week. And then when DVR came out, we were like, yes! So if we missed it, not a big deal, right? We could just play it again when we want to. Still to this day, we DVR. I know it's crazy. My children say, Mom, why do you do that? Why don't you just stream? I said, because I like it on my TV. And my TV's a little older, yet it works fine. You know, just like the old-fashioned telephones with cords. I don't need to upgrade right now. It's okay. I'm okay with what I have and what works for me. That's the thing. What do you need to make time to relax? What do you need for you? Because you've got to step out of your busyness. Or pretty soon, you're going to find yourself 6 feet under. And I'm being honest about that. Don't take this lightly. When you are high stressed, when you're driven, maybe you work in a very, very high stress job or demanding job. You think about attorneys, physicians. You think about, oh my goodness, bankers now, right? You got people coming in going, where's my money going? Inflation is crazy. People don't understand. They don't know what to do. If you're in investment corporations, you got people ringing your phone all the time. So you've got to find a way to intentionally say, okay, I got to breathe. I've got to breathe. But I caution you this, you're always going to find things that need your attention, always. Laundry, dishes, planning for dinner, vacuuming. Let's not talk about cleaning the toilets because there we've gone too far. But seriously, right? You're going to find things that need your attention. So be cautious about how you plan your escape every day. And I would encourage you, find a way to do this every day, to relax, whether it's with a show. Some of you like a glass of wine. So maybe it's a glass of wine and you're taking a bubble bath. Great. Whatever works for you, monitor it so your health can move forward in the progression that you want it to. So it's growing who you're becoming. And remember, everything you do is who you are. So how you treat your body, what you feed it, what you read about, how you listen to music, like are you always having your earbuds in your ear? Are you blasting the music? That's doing something to your eardrums, I'm just saying. And that's all part of your healthy lifestyle, how you live. Because what's going to happen when you get older in another couple decades? Think you're going to be hard of hearing? Probably before then. So you really got to listen to it. It's weird, I know. I go to concerts. I go to movie theaters. And I wear earplugs. Guess what? I can still hear fine. And people think I'm crazy. I went one time. Where was I? Now I can't remember where it was. I didn't have my earplugs with me. Guess what? I had a Kleenex. And so I tore apart a Kleenex and I packed my ears. Huh. Wonderful. Because it was too loud. And I need my ears to do what I love. Number one, to hear my children, to hear my husband, my grandchildren. Yeah, I need my ears to hear. I also need my ears to hear you so I can serve you. If I don't have my ears, it's going to be hard for me to understand where you're coming from, right? Because we express ourselves in our words and in our intonation. So me, my ears, they're precious, so I take care of them. All of this stuff that we think really doesn't matter, it does. And we don't think about it every day. So I want you to intentionally make some time, and then I want you to celebrate. When you do stop and smell the roses, as my dad always would say to me, celebrate this time by not planning what's next. Your presence of relaxation is a gift to yourself. So do it every day. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.